Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Thursday, July 27th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. In Washington, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he was fine following a news conference at which he appeared unwell. The 81-year-old McConnell abruptly stopped speaking at the event and looked straight ahead for about 20 seconds before he was briefly escorted away. He returned to the press conference for the Q&A portion of the event. A McConnell aide said the minority leader had felt lightheaded for a moment. The incident raised questions about McConnell's health 4 months after he was hospitalized for a concussion. Netflix shares were up in pre-market trade after the Journal exclusively reported that the company is restructuring its advertising partnership with Microsoft a year into the deal so as to reduce a revenue guarantee. Netflix is also lowering ad prices in a bid to jumpstart that part of its business. With its new ad tier gaining traction slowly, the streaming giant has had preliminary discussions to sell ads through other partners in addition to Microsoft. Volkswagen lowered its delivery targets for the year, citing transportation and logistics delays, despite reporting an easing in some supply chain bottlenecks. The German carmaker also said there was lower pressure on semiconductor supplies. VW said revenue rose in the latest quarter from a year earlier, while profit fell. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mostly higher, and European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures gained ahead of the release of quarterly GDP figures due out this morning. And Comcast, Intel, T-Mobile, and McDonald's are among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.